This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Welcome to the second hour of the show on the best of lunchtime radio. I go by the name of King Bash, but the Dementor Stark himself, your side chick's favorite DJ, right? You and I are diving straight into adventure chats. Now, I mean, a festive season is done and now it's almost back to school. And what I know is that these times are known as those busy times, man, where you don't want to be, you know, anywhere near the CBD or a busy malls. I mean, unless you really, really have to, right? And sometimes because a lot of people get, you know, flustered and lose sense of direction and purpose when they are just overwhelmed by the high numbers of people in their surroundings. I'm talking about malls, especially. Yo, you know, when it is that busy, those high numbers at the mall. I need to have this conversation with you this afternoon. Have you ever forgotten where you parked your car? Or even where you entered at the mall or where you were because of how busy your surroundings were? Salwala tage sawe na. Kuroga ruti meje. Au shem wanabat. You know? And tell me how that experience was. And what did you do to come back to your senses? Felt lost. You felt like, what's up, King? I've never been here before, but it feels like I was here. Like, where did I park my car? Or get any guy, asimu kina mechin teksimu. You know? We're fast. You? How did you come back from that? How did you come back to your senses? Let me know. Send me a voice note, send me a text, 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. There is this mall in Pretoria East, one of the biggest malls. They had the audacity to even extend it. You know, I was inside that mall, Menland Mall, and now I'm used to the mall before it got extended. Now they extended the mall and they moved the shops where I normally know what, okay, I park my car here. I always park my car at the same place. Like, regardless of anything, like, no matter where I'm going, I always park my car at the same place so that I know where I put my car. But now they moved the shops that I'm used to going to another wing, to the other wing, right? So fine, I go park my car that side, move into the mall, and yeah, the rest is history. Muvango the legacy. I'm busy pressing the elevators to take me down because I said to myself, get in the elevator, press one. It took me up. Went back. I think I did a plus, a minus two. Went back. I did a G. And then now I forgot all those numbers. And I ended up just standing there. You know, I think there was a point where I actually felt I got a bit teary because it, you know that moment where you're just taking too long, right? You're taking too long to find where you actually were. You even start feeling crazy, man. You know, worst case is that you think people can see ora Oyena dream. Oyena's busy walking around in the same. He's walking around in circles. Yet people don't even care. But in your mind, you're thinking they're looking at you. You know, they're laughing at you or whatever the case may be. And I got back to my senses by, I think it was a pillar. I remembered a certain pillar when I walked in and I'm like, it was, for example, 1F. Then I remembered, pressed number one, and there my car was. Crazy, I tell you. Nonetheless, do let me know. Maybe you have a different story. Maybe we're not teammate yourself. I don't know if that's possible, but yeah, you know, you entered a mall and then the rest was history. You don't even remember which entrance you used, where you parked your car, or where you even get a taxi, right? Do let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. Have you ever forgotten where you parked your car, where you entered at the mall, or because of how busy your surroundings were? You know, how was that experience and how did you come back to your senses? Just think about it. Salon, you're back to the go to the cage and you're like, yo, Jerusalem, Jehovah.
Paramanate ha besha fitile bashuga the radio master.
Yeah.
Ah, my brother, nagi gileganya ka go leswa ka go Mall of Africa. Ah, ke tshe ke cousin ya ka cause ke motho wa di shuttle. So ga ntshi ya that side. So ah yena wa o tseba. Ah, uno kwa ke mo phone ela ke re monna gesho. Gape mana kinyaka nalugului akiboni kinyakile sibaka almost 1 hour ibikila bile ngun tshushoro mona dole go ikrawa so ya ba ila hore lucky enough ka go polo re ge tsena ke tsene ka entrance ya ulwetse ya ba yona yena mfan direction ya hore a mona ya pleke so ka fhlaka e khumana le ma mhla no ge ke park ke phela ke make a sure o shop ya mathomo ye ke tlhakana le yona ka entrance king then ke mo ke tsoba hore ke phakile gona plus sometimes le di letters if I get the level ke nyakile sibaka ke Kimbes ke nyakile sibaka is Peter Rock in Polokwane enjoying your show my brother let's do the radio together
all my brother Peter Rock yo imagine that a whole hour looking for your car man that is something else that is something else big shout out to your cousin as well right for helping you out nonetheless another message here afternoon King Bash as an eternally lost person I always take pictures of my car and the entrance of the mall that I use when I enter big malls. I was recently at the V&A waterfront in Cape Town and I took a parking escalator and shop pictures near the pillar and level where I parked my car. Works like a dream all the time. Mahlatswa Ramalepe out in Tzaneen. You actually look like a tourist, eh? Busy taking snaps of everything. Like, you actually look like a tourist. It's like, yo, I got need to kill my head. You know what I mean? You're just protecting yourself and trying to remember your landmark. Trying to remember, you know, those sites where you know what, that is how I'm going to remember where I parked my car. Send me a voice note, send me a text, letting me know. If when I saw a jagged so wena, has it ever happened to you?
Team Bash, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
There was this other guy went to town to do some shopping and you packed the car in the parking. After that, you went to the checks and forgot the car. You realized that you left the car in town on halfway home in a checks. Imagine, man.
Just imagine that, eh? What would be happening? What kind of stress is that? Man, we are going through a lot, eh? Now we're like, I go to town driving, leave my car in the parking, and head straight to the taxi. And halfway I'm like, Banna, but this is not how I came to town. we are stressed as a people. Yo!
So I never forget where I park my car, but I never park inside the mall because I'm scared that I might forget where I've parked it. So I always park outside just in case.
What a cheat move.
Greetings, brother. Compliments for the new year. Uncle Duke was like a tab, a couple of one. Info. Let me just laugh at myself first, bro. Man, I remember I took the company car, ne? I'm selling cars, right? So I took the car, Kilo Bella client gift for the delivery of the vehicle. Ah, get. Transi, ke peka go opposite the shop where I'm going to buy some balloons and this, that. Agitwagara, fast, I leave the car there because the walking distance is not that far. So I took the gifts, walked straight, leaving the car there by the parking, walked straight to work. After preparations of everything, then in 2 hours' time, I'm like, let me take the car and go straight to that line to pick that line. So when I go to the parking where I usually park, the spot that I usually park in the morning, boom, there's no car. The parking space is vacant, man, it's open. I'm like, yeah, where's the car? I suspect the car is stolen. Yeah, then I've got the keys, but I don't have the car. I rushed, bruh, to the manager reporting that the car, it seems like the car is stolen. Where I packed, it's not there. The company called, bruh. They called the tracker company. They made all the means. And within 40 minutes or less, the car was found at the parking where I packed. man, I looked like a fool. But, hey. What's the game? Man, Rafaela Rimelwa, man.
Hey, Rimelwa.
Hi, King Bash.
Hey.
You're Nasa Lisa Wisam Petakara Tropale Palale. Gamolo. Kepakile Koloi next to Capitec. So, hey, Kibuya. There's a similar car like mine, and then I thought the car key, like I was pressing unlock ya key ke bona key I mean koloi e sa bule jo only to find out or koloi ya se ya ka mole le gale ke ho ya mabati ke re koloi ga na o bule ya then ngwana ke ena re checka number plate ya se koloi ya hao o bula ke batho
yo
ai ke mpho ka mo le phalale
big shout out to you mpho
hola 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 kimbesh ah ya ya wa go ngopa tsa story tsa seng le para la ka majitare a fire re totse o fa ka koloi ya uthi ya rena the day not as say ma late ka koloi ya o lady e re chaisa e go le no di drinks le betse o rapitla ka koloi ya o lady ya fire drop o se ba re mrena koloi e kae a aha a aha but na ne late 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 rai koloi da mano totse sa nyama ne fela rai kraya da ka bo ma 11 ka sa
Hola, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Yo, yeah, no. Kanete, we go through a lot. We go through so, so much, man. A big shout out to you. Thank you so much for coming through, you know, sharing with me your stories on Adventure Chats. Really do appreciate you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.